Much. Showdown over a proposed religious liberty bill could be costly for the state of Georgia. Backers say that the measure would protect faith-based groups that refuse to serve or hire someone for religious reasons. But major companies like Walt Disney say that this discriminates against the LGBT community. They are threatening to pull out their business. David Begno is outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. David, good morning.
Good morning. For the sake of this story, it's all about business. You've got entertainment companies saying they're going to reconsider doing business in the Peach State if the governor signs that bill. And then there's the NFL. Take the Atlanta Falcons, for example. They've been playing at the Georgia Dome right here for years. But across the street, they're building the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It's a $1.4 billion project that they hope will bring the Super Bowl back to Atlanta. But experts say that chance will get sacked if this bill gets signed. And then there's Disney, which has all but said it's done with Georgia if the governor signs that bill. The tax man sure has been kind to Ant-Man and other Disney movies filmed in Georgia. The state's generous tax incentives have provided a warm welcome to filmmakers. But now, some studios say that Southern hospitality is being tested by a proposed law they believe discriminates against the LGBT community. Disney issued a statement saying, "We will plan to take our business elsewhere should any legislation allowing discriminatory practices be signed into state law." Similar sentiments have been voiced by AMC Networks, which films The Walking Dead in Georgia, as well as other corporations. Viacom, Delta, Coca-Cola, Unilever, Intel, and reps for two of Georgia's sports teams, the Falcons and the Braves. The state's vocal debate between religious liberty and gay rights is now focused on Georgia's Republican Governor Nathan Deal, who must decide whether to sign a bill called the Free Exercise Protection Act. It would not only allow religious officials to refuse to perform same-sex marriages, it would also allow faith-based organizations to deny services or employment to people who violate their, quote, sincerely held religious belief. State Senator Greg Kirk is a sponsor of the bill.
Give me an example of what your bill would do for somebody in Georgia.
Let's say my wife and I want to start an adoption agency. We want it to be a faith-based organization. We only want to adopt out to traditional couples. It would protect us.
But opponents say the bill legalizes discrimination.